This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County detectives are working three thefts with suspects in each case. On July 30th, Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said deputies responded to an alarm at Tobacco for Less on Batesville Boulevard. Someone busted out the front door glass, entered the building, and took two boxes of herbal incense valued at $500. Nothing else could be determined missing. The same day, deputies were called to a Heber Springs Road residence to investigate a burglary and theft. Robert Bowler told police he left his residence for about 45 minutes, and when he returned, he found someone had entered his residence and stolen a Presario notebook and a security camera, both valued at about $880. Police say there is a suspect in the case. And the day before, deputies were called to Pepsi Cola Road in reference to a breaking and entering and theft. Apparently, someone broke into a truck, stole an audio system, including CD player, amplifier, and speakers. Estimated value about $1,000. Police say there are suspects in the case as well. An Independence County Deputy Sheriff Robert Leonard arrested a Southside man after he apparently crashed through a storage building and ended up in a ditch on Cave Creek Road. Leonard said when he arrived, he found 20-year-old Daniel Castaneda standing just off the roadway with his pickup truck in the ditch. Castaneda denied hitting the building. He also told police he didn't know where a passenger in his vehicle had gone to. Deputy Leonard said the damage to the storage building was estimated at several thousand dollars. Castaneda was ticketed for not having a valid driver's license, reckless driving, and being drunk on the highway. Deputies were also dispatched to Red Bell Lane Saturday morning, where they found a 2004 GMC pickup in the road. It had been burned. Deputy Casey Paulette said the vehicle owner, Chad M. Kennedy, reported the vehicle stolen from a friend's house sometime between July 29th and the 30th. And Independence County deputies were called to a Heber Springs Road residence Sunday, where they met Derek Brewer. He advised police that he discovered someone had broken into his mobile home and also stolen his pickup truck. He told officers he was not currently living at the address and had not been there in a month and a half. Brewer told the police the stolen items were an infrared heater, 36-inch color TV, and copper pipe that had been cut from the LP gas tank and pulled from the ground leading to the house. The stolen pickup is a Ford Ranger two-wheel drive regular cab, black in color with chrome wheels. And a Melbourne man has now been charged with fraudulent use of a credit card in both Izzard and Independence counties. We told you last week that 22-year-old Robert Gene Ferrari of Knob Creek Road in Izzard County had used a credit card stolen from Mr. and Ms. Marty Fulbright of Melbourne to purchase products at four different locations in Batesville on July 18th. This morning, Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence reported Ferrari was also being charged with using the same credit card seven different times to purchase products at different business locations in Melbourne. Ferrari is currently in the Independence County Jail. And Sheriff Tate Lawrence says 49-year-old Ronnie Womack of Melbourne was arrested Friday morning after motorists complained of an apparent drunk driver traveling all over the road between Melbourne and Mount Pleasant, running an SUV into a ditch, and finally passing out over the steering wheel of his Cadillac. Senior Deputy Gabe Sanders made the arrest and said Womack refused to take a field sobriety test, was uncooperative with jail personnel, and refused a urine analysis test. Sheriff Lawrence said as of Monday morning, Womack remained in jail awaiting a bond hearing. His charges include DWI on drugs and refusing a chemical test. And Izzard County Sheriff Lawrence said also today that early Saturday morning around 1:30, 33-year-old Kenny Johnson of Mount Pleasant was charged with DWI, driving left of center and refusing to submit to a sobriety test. Also, Lawrence said 53-year-old Donald R. Lee of Oxford was charged late Sunday night with DWI after police were called to Highway 9 North. It was in response to a vehicle running over traffic cones and stopping in the middle of the road. Lee remains in jail in lieu of $1,100 in bond. And an Oxford woman, 29-year-old Don Renee Brewer, has been charged with DWI, careless driving, driving left of center, prohibitive driving, and refusing a chemical test. Sheriff Lawrence said the arrest was made following an earlier traffic accident requiring hospitalization. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.